Maldives voters headed to the polls on Saturday to elect a new president after months of political uncertainty. Lydia O'Kane reports.
After 2 months of political arguing, voters lined up at 475 polling stations across the Maldives on Saturday to cast their ballots. The vote comes after two other attempts in September failed. There are a number of candidates in this election. The country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Nasheed, who resigned last year, is a front-runner. Nasheed came to power in 2008, ending a 30-year autocratic rule. He resigned midway through his term after weeks of public protests and declining support from the military and police over his order to arrest a senior judge. His main rivals are Yamin Abdul Gayoom and Qasim Ibrahim, who challenged the September election in court. Observers had regarded the 7th of September poll as largely free and fair, but the Supreme Court annulled the results because it found the voters' register included fake names and those of dead people. Police stopped the second attempt because all candidates had not endorsed the voters' list as mandated by the Supreme Court. The Maldives constitution prohibits other religions other than the Muslim faith, and the issue was prominent during the campaign trail. If no one gets at least 50% of the vote, a runoff is scheduled for Sunday. Some 240,000 people are eligible to vote. I'm Lydia O'Kane.